critic J. Wynn Russick is here, as she is every Monday morning, with her weekly review. This time she's been to the Fells Point Corner Theater to catch their production of Last of the Boys.
Stephen Dietz's 2004 play, Last of the Boys, is about the impact of the Vietnam War on those who fought and those who were left behind. The play is part ghost story, part buddy play, part parent-child conflict. It's also complex, time-shifting, and occasionally surreal. At Fells Point Corner Theater, director Barry Feinstein has cast some first-rate actors, but he hasn't found a clear path through this thorny text. The opening seems simple enough. Jeter, played by Tony Calavito, with long gray hair, John Lennon sunglasses, bandana tied around his head, shows up at the home of his friend, Ben. The two men fought side by side in Vietnam 3 decades ago, but their lives have taken different paths since then. Jeter is a college professor who specializes in teaching the 60s. Calavito plays him as a compulsive talker, a man obsessed with the era. Mark Squirek plays Jeter's friend, Ben, as far more reserved, nearly a recluse. He lives in the last remaining trailer in a deserted mobile home park on a toxic site in California. Designer Bush Greenbeck's set depicts these rundown quarters with ramshackle detail. When Jeter arrives, he's just come from Ben's father's funeral, which Ben chose not to attend.
If I'm not mistaken, if I'm not just a victim of your foul mood and your increasingly marginal beer, this is still planet Earth. Am I right?
Forget it!
As is the custom on planet Earth, when the son's father dies, the son is expected to make an appearance at the funeral. No matter how messy the past, how great the estrangement, there is this tacit understanding that the son will find some time to throw a little dirt on the box.
Ben's father, we soon learn, worked at Ford Motor Company for Robert McNamara, before McNamara became Secretary of Defense in 61. It's a bit of history, deeply personal history for Ben, that turns out to literally haunt him. At various junctures in the play, film of McNamara is projected on the side of Ben's trailer. A young soldier appears and helps Ben into a corporate-style jacket and tie. Then Ben mysteriously takes on McNamara's persona, holding a press conference, or responding to questions from the ghostly soldier, played here by Adam Zollner.
Mr. Secretary, was there any attempt to warn the civilian population?
To warn them?
Yes, sir.
There was no special effort to warn them, no.
I see.
These attacks happened during daylight, did they not?
Yes, sir.
Then the civilian population had every opportunity to be fully aware of them.
Including actual footage of McNamara helps set these sections apart, but it's not enough. There's a thin line between intriguing the viewer and confusing him. This production crosses that line. It's difficult to tell if these otherworldly scenes are all in Ben's mind since the war, or if they've been triggered by his father's death. Additional clues, like larger lighting changes, could help us grasp the truly disturbing transformation Ben undergoes. Playwright Dietz adds a melodramatic note near the end of the play. This resolves the parent-child conflicts a bit too neatly. But considering some of the perplexing events leading up to it, a neat resolution is rather welcome. Dietz is a prolific playwright whose work has been produced by area theaters from Everyman to Olney. His subject matter ranges widely. In Last of the Boys, the way he intermingles the real and the supernatural meets with mixed results at Fells Point Corner. But one lesson comes through with undeniable clarity. The fallout from war, any war, is messy, and it carries over from generation to generation.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Last of the Boys is at the Fells Point Corner Theater in Baltimore until Sunday. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick joins us every Monday morning with her theater reviews. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more ahead. Stay with us.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound?